A woman in New Jersey wakes at 3:17 a.m. with a sharp physical ache in her chest. No nightmare, no sound, just the weight of something wrong. She makes tea, watches the sky, and writes in her journal, quote, "It feels like the world is holding its breath." In Tokyo, a man leaves work early, too anxious to focus. He doesn't know why. That same night, a child in Johannesburg tells her parents she's scared to go to school. "Something bad is going to happen," she whispers. "I can feel it in my tummy." And then it does. September 11th, the towers fall. The world shudders. And buried deep inside Princeton University, a room full of blinking machines quietly record the impossible. The human mind flinched before the first plane ever hit. But the strangest part? The signal didn't stop when the planes hit. It kept rising, like the world was bracing for something far worse. The Global Consciousness Project runs a worldwide network of computers that do one thing. They generate random numbers. Pure chance, no pattern, no agenda. But on the morning of September 11th, those machines started to spike, hours before the first plane hit. And that wasn't the only time. They did it before the Indian Ocean tsunami, before Princess Diana's car hit the tunnel wall, before COVID started sweeping the globe. Events separated by years, by continents, by culture. But somehow, the randomness broke first. Not based on emotion, not on belief, on data. Machines twitching in unison, as if the world knew something was coming. And no one can explain why. This isn't astrology. It's not a gut feeling. It's numbers spinning off a cliff. And the deeper you look, it starts to feel like these machines weren't just reacting to global events. They were echoing the shockwaves of something we haven't even lived through yet. Hey folks, before we dive deeper, quick favor please. If you want more stories like this, the kind that slip through the cracks and barely survive the algorithm, please help me by subscribing. No fluff, no sponsors, just weird truths most channels won't touch. All right, back into it. They called it a fringe experiment, almost a joke. Random number generators placed around the world. Little blinking boxes wired into nothing, spewing out chaos. But the theory behind it? Well, that's where things get weird. A group of scientists wondered, what if human consciousness isn't just in our heads? What if it's shared, a network, invisible but real? And what if, under extreme emotion, that network could bend reality itself? So they started tracking the data. And then it happened. The numbers spiked before planes hit the towers, before the Indian Ocean tsunami, before Princess Diana's crash, before COVID. Each time, right before the world broke, the machines twitched like they already knew. This wasn't retroactive. It wasn't interpretive. It was precognitive. Measured, logged, repeated. And it's still happening. Because these machines aren't just detecting collective consciousness. They may be plugged into something that bleeds through time. The Global Consciousness Project didn't come from a New Age cult. It didn't start in a basement or a blog. It started at Princeton. In the 1990s, the university's Pearl Lab, the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Program, was already infamous. They were studying mind over matter, not metaphorically, literally. Their team included physicists, engineers, and psychologists, and they were testing whether the human mind could subtly influence machines. One of those machines, a random number generator. A box designed to spit out pure chaos, ones and zeros, completely at random. No pattern, no meaning, just noise. But the theory was this: if enough people across a wide enough area all focused their minds, or were all gripped by the same intense emotion, maybe that noise wouldn't stay random. Maybe consciousness could create a ripple, even in the quantum vacuum. So they went global. They built a network. Hundreds of RNGs planted around the world. Some in labs, some in offices, some running silently in remote corners of the earth, all feeding live data back to a central hub. The hypothesis was simple, wild, but simple. When something huge happens, something that unites millions of minds in shock, joy, or grief, randomness might bend. Coherence might emerge. If that sounds like science fiction, you're not alone. Even the team admitted this wasn't supposed to work. It wasn't supposed to do anything. It was just a theory. Until the data started changing. And it didn't wait for the world to react. It moved first. Here's where it gets uncomfortable. The Global Consciousness Project wasn't trying to predict anything. They weren't prophets. They were just recording numbers. But over time, a disturbing pattern emerged. August 31st, 1997, Princess Diana dies in a Paris tunnel. Long before news broke, the global RNGs started drifting off baseline. No known cause, no measurable trigger, just coherence where there should have been noise. September 11th, 2001, in the hours before the first plane hit the North Tower, the RNG network began to spike. Patterns, coherence, statistically impossible shifts from randomness, as if the machines felt the impact before the buildings ever did. December 26, 2004, Indian Ocean tsunami, 230,000 lives lost. In the hours leading up to the wave, the network pulsed. Order from chaos, as if the planet itself had a premonition. January 12, 2010, Haiti is shattered by a 7.0 earthquake. Same pattern, machines start feeling it before it happens. Even global meditation events leave a signature. Peace marches, mass prayers, moments when millions focus inward, suddenly the randomness buckles. And then it gets stranger, because it's not just tragedy. Super Bowl finals, royal weddings, celebrity deaths, anything that hijacks collective attention seems to twist the fabric of randomness. And not just afterward, often just before. Not every event leaves a mark, but the ones that do, they shouldn't. Not if the math holds. Not if randomness is really random. And yet, the numbers keep breaking their own laws. These machines weren't measuring world events. They were measuring something underneath them, something invisible, something anticipatory, as if reality itself was bracing for impact. Okay, so let's talk about the machines. These weren't ghost detectors or metaphysical wish boards. They were simple, brutal, digital, random number generators. Tiny boxes, most built to spit out a steady stream of binary digits, ones and zeros. Completely unpredictable, each digit a coin flip. Totally uncorrelated with the one before or after. That's what random means. And the Global Consciousness Project deployed dozens of these across the planet, each one independently producing noise. They were tested, shielded, verified, plugged into servers and running 24/7. But here's where it bends. During moments of intense global emotion, tragedy, celebration, terror, those coin flips began drifting. They stopped being independent. They started lining up. Clusters, streaks, deviations from the expected curve. instead of an even mix of ones and zeros, you'd get bursts. Too many ones in a row, or zeros clumping together. A tiny difference? Sure. But statistically, way outside the bounds of chance. Now let's bring in the math. Each RNG should output what's called a white noise distribution. Totally flat, no signal, no trend. But when the GCP analyzed the data during global shocks, the noise showed structure. They use a metric called Z-scores, a way of measuring how far a result deviates from what's expected. In most natural systems, anything beyond a Z-score of 2 or 3 is a red flag. During 9/11, the GCP network recorded Z-scores of 4.5 and higher. That's not just unlikely, that's cosmically improbable. We're talking odds of less than 1 in a million, and not just in one machine, but across multiple nodes on different continents in sync. Now multiply that by dozens of other global events, and you begin to realize these weren't outliers. They were a pattern of outliers. And that is a contradiction. In science, randomness can't have structure. But this randomness did. Consistently, repeatedly, across space and time. This wasn't prophecy. The machines weren't predicting anything. But something embedded deep in the human field was stirring them. Not after the fact, but before. We call them random, but maybe they're more like seismographs. Not for the Earth, but for us. And what they're detecting might not just be human. Okay, so let's just pause for a second. Because I get it. This sounds completely insane. Machines predicting emotional shockwaves? Data streams reacting to a plane crash? Even I would have laughed this off a few years ago. But here's the part nobody tells you. This wasn't some fringe YouTuber's pet project. The Global Consciousness Project was run out of Princeton. Yeah, that Princeton. The Ivy League one. The one with Einstein on its alumni t-shirts. It was built by physicists, psychologists, engineers. The kind of people who don't exactly go chasing vibes or wear tinfoil hats. And the data? It's been peer-reviewed, run through statistical models, challenged, rechecked. Some of it's been published in mainstream journals. And even the skeptics who hate this idea can't make it go away. Because the numbers keep showing up, not just once, not cherry-picked, but over and over. This isn't about predicting the future. Nobody's claiming the machines can see death coming. What they're saying, quietly, reluctantly, is this. That maybe something in us knows when the world is about to change. And sometimes, without realizing it, we broadcast that signal. And what's listening isn't human. Now let's go deeper, because there's a question nobody in the mainstream wants to answer. If these machines really are reacting to us, then how? Here's where things get nerdy and a little uncomfortable. First, quantum entanglement. Two particles separated by light years still affect each other instantly. No signal, no delay. It's not a theory. It's been observed. And it breaks everything we thought we knew about time, distance, and causality. Now zoom out. What if our brains, billions of neurons firing quantum signals, are entangled too? Not just inside our heads, but across the world. That's where the new sphere comes in. An old idea coined by Teilhard de Chardin that all human thought forms a kind of planetary mind layer. Not metaphor, a literal field, like the atmosphere, but made of consciousness. You still with me? Okay, because now we hit Rupert Sheldrake, amorphic fields, the idea that habits, memories, and emotions leave imprints. That once something happens enough, it becomes easier to happen again. Not because people remember it, because the field does. But the weirdest theory of them all? It comes from two scientists you can't write off, Dr. Stuart Hameroff and Sir Roger Penrose. They propose something called orchestrated objective reduction. What it means is this, that consciousness doesn't emerge from the brain. The brain is just a receiver, like a radio tuned to a field we don't understand yet. And when enough of us feel the same thing, fear, shock, grief, it's like we hit a collective frequency, a ripple, a broadcast, a planetary signal. And maybe those machines aren't reacting to anything at all. Maybe they're picking up the transmission, the one we've been sending all along without even realizing it. So here's where things start to feel less like fringe science and more like a classified experiment that never really stopped. Because if the Global Consciousness Project was just a quirky academic side quest, why did the CIA and the DIA spend decades throwing money at the same idea? Enter the Stargate program, a top secret military effort to study remote viewing, the alleged ability to see distant people, places, or events using only the mind. We're talking funded psychics, target coordinates, intelligence reports generated in total silence. And here's the thing, it wasn't some wild goose chase. Declassified documents show the project ran for over 20 years, because the results, while messy, were just promising enough to keep the black budget flowing. Which brings us back to Princeton. How did a parapsychology lab studying mind over machine get global funding, minimal interference, and real estate on an Ivy League campus? Unless someone wanted to see where this went. And sure enough, dig into the Freedom of Information Act trail and you'll find a breadcrumb trail of quiet interest, which leaves us with a question that's somehow more disturbing than the data itself. What happens when the government realizes that your brain might register catastrophe before it happens? And not just yours, but all of ours. Do they dismiss it? Or do they start listening? And if they're listening, what else are they tracking? Let's say this isn't just a coincidence. Let's say the math checks out. The deviations are real. The machines did flinch right before we did. Then what you're looking at isn't just a scientific anomaly. It's a window into something we've always felt but can never prove. That maybe we're not as alone in our heads as we think. Not in crisis, not in grief, not even in joy. Because the data doesn't just spike during disaster. It pulses when millions of us feel together. It shudders when the world holds its breath. It ripples when hope cracks or when it ignites. And that's the part that stays with you. Not the charts, not the gear, but the idea that your mind might be part of something bigger, and that something bigger feels us back. It doesn't make us psychic, it makes us linked. And maybe we've always been linked across oceans, across beliefs, across all the walls we built between each other. And maybe when the pain is big enough, when the fear is loud enough, the universe doesn't just witness it, it absorbs it, it echoes it, and maybe it flinches when we do. I'm Ralph, and this has been Divergent Files. If you want to help keep this kind of truth-first storytelling alive, head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles. We've got extended cuts, unreleased episodes, and investigations too weird or too real for the algorithm to handle. Smash the like, hit subscribe, drop your thoughts below because I read them all. And remember, you're not just watching the story, you're part of the signal. So stay awake, stay human, and remember that you are truly appreciated. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.